minutes in my life. What did you do with them? Now, let's say, we learn how that the Negroes in the Russia's Jesuit was keep up to come in here. Keep up to come in here. Now, there will be my holidays between, I think it's, groups of press, I think, my holidays. My holidays between the small and the fast. And I'm just mentioning that they're Muslim, they're young from, it's nothing to do. So, there is, yeah, my holidays between the small and the fast. What the kingdom of Jesuit, like how? So is it just a kingdom or it's just a God? So the pastor that it's just a kingdom. How do we know that it's just a kingdom? Because there is like this of kingdom of Jesuit is the earth. That it is the Jesuit because and by thinking it's that part of the kingdom. That character is the Holy Spirit by Vishnu. But we should be very big at the end, there is a very strange rule. But I mean, for the smile is made to the task. Then by Vishnu, it's get at the end. But there is a Shabbat then for it. The Shabbat certainly does not inquire the same amount. It's a Shabbat. So, Machain came from the church. So too, there is a Shabbat and Vishnu and Karate. But by Karate, it's get at the end. And by Vishnu, it's get at the end. They're feeling one is after the other. But Machain usually, I mean, they are a few exceptions. From the civil usually, so it is the same deed, not just a young who said that this dignifies to put mamishmits at the same time. And we have to say it like that, because otherwise, why should Rashi say that Kiddush of Shabbat is in the Shabbat, and Shabbat Yadim is Mamashim? Why is there to resort to Mamashim? We have to do Shabbat. So the mayor, the senator Shobe, to the wife of Shobe Rabbi, the answer is, in the name, the son of the Shobe, it could also apply to the other Rabbi, just as the wife of Shobe, but the son of the Shobe, it wouldn't be money that's in the law. Machereke, because of the number of people, so the Kriya that is describing the Kiddush of all your training is money. The same hour as the Kriya that is describing by the Kiddush of Israel. By the people of Israel, much in Mashabe, so it takes a show on, but it's not a thing about it. Why is it so? So, there could be a very simple explanation, you see. The Torah mentions the Tiyat Mitzrayim in connection with Shabbos too. In the Bible Sakhain, the Torah mentions the Tiyat Mitzrayim. תאבי בסיס קומר אחתך ויום אשלי שבי לא ישום אחתך ויצטס לכם רוחו עתו ומיוחו ותוכו ועמתכו ועמתכו ושאיכו ומחמיכו וכו ועמתכו ובילך שישרחו ומיוח ארתכו ועמוסכו כמיך וזוכר אותו כאלה לניסו בארץ מצרים ויציאך ומישום אחתך ומישום יחזוקו ומישום יחזוקו אל תמציף לך ומישום אחתך ועשי משך ומציא את מצרים ומיום שכנת לשבי סוס ותוענר שבי לסיסטייס אותה מייסק רשיס אתה מכיר שאלה not the Prince of Israel. Machain came only on dating, not only dating. Pesach, Shmuel, Sukkot. Only on dating are completely based upon the Prince of Israel. So, Shabbos, we can also not the same that you have the Prince of Israel. There is a certain connection. And because of that, so the two give some kind of explanations. What's the connection? How can we say the Prince of Israel? Say the Prince of Israel. How can he say to himself, what is Shabbos to do in the Tears of Israel? He doesn't get that question, what is Sukkot to do in the Tears of Israel? What is Shavuos to do in the Tears of Israel? Of course, Sukkot has to do in the Tears of Israel as much as Pesach has to do in the Tears of Israel. Kibah Sukkot is Shabbos to do in Israel. And Shavuos also because the whole purpose of the Tears of Israel was in order to enable the Jews to become the Torah. So in other words, so he doesn't even have to explain what's the connection between Tears of Israel and the Adam Day. There is as much connection between Tears of Israel and Sukkot as there is between Tears of Israel and Pesach. And Pesach. But what the two were bothered by the difference of Israel and Shabbos. What's the connection? Why? Because Shabbos is based upon Jewish area. So how is the difference of Israel? Here is the explanation. to believe in certain connections. But only when they are not completely based on any gift of time. Now he says, he says like this, the king is the sin of Asia now. So the king is the god of the master of the nations. He was on the shade scene, the name is the son of the apple of the ball. And that is my separation. Three because of Shamas, Shashabos, Mimus, the three of the Tarsus and Yadis. Can you recall? Three of the Israel. If Shalima, Shashabos, three of the Holy Spirit, say the Zeh Holy Spirit. It's a very strange explanation. So that word, so what's the connection? What's the connection of Shabbos and the Zeh of Israel? Because the Shabbos is three of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit. So that's the connection. But I'm not going to שהשבוס עצמי זה הרשיית ישראל כי בעבור הישי של ישראל נדע את הקדמי מחדש חופש ויוחר על כן כוסו לדיבר שמיר ובחר את הכל לבשת את ישראל למרות את זה כוס יחיית ישראל פרדס זה מיליון השכוח הפרוטיס השכוח הפרוטיס זה דחיתון שלו זה קונסורד מובן so that that and Shabbos also I mean importance of things so you know so there is So he's given the fuel, he's looking for an explanation for the connection. But with Gabi and Gabi, he doesn't look for an explanation. Very simple. He's completely based upon the Jewish Messiah. So there is a bit of shaykhet between the Gabi, only the Gabi, and the Jewish Messiah, and Shabbos and the Jewish Messiah. So that's why I have to say, that because the Jewish Messiah and the Jewish Messiah is better, we will show you the Gabi, that we will see him better. Don't love him, so it's much more cute. So it's a complete knowledge. Okay, sir. Machinic in Shabbos is not completely based upon the Messiah. There is a connection. So for that we have to resort, for that we have to resort to Shabbos. If you're talking between Shabbos and the Shabbos. It happens to be that there is a feeling of a God of the fear of Israel even in the fear of the Shabbos. But that's not in accordance with our meaning. But our misconception in the fear there is that there is no fear of Israel in the fear of Shabbos. But in the fear of the Shabbos, the fear of Israel is emphasized. The fear of Israel is emphasized. So let's say, so why is it so? So let's get right. So what is the Rashi? Even though Rashi himself, we cannot say anything without Rashi as far as this point is concerned. Because Rashi is always using me that the fear of Israel, the fear of Israel, the fear of Shabbos too. But we don't talk like that. I mean, because what is this wrong? I mean, they don't say the fear of Israel, the fear of Shabbos. But we still have one to play. Why is it so? Because it's Rashi says that the Yaakov of the fear of Israel by Shabbos is based upon the Jewish job. So that means it's not money to say this. But that God is just trying by the Jewish job. It's based upon the Jewish job. So it means that it's just in a lot. Why? Because both of them is completely based on the Jewish job. Shabbos is a connection with the Jewish job. But it's not primarily based upon the Jewish job. It's primarily based upon the Jewish job of the Jewish job. So you know it. So we got to do it. That is the text that is completely based upon the fear of Israel and the material of Pesach. So there's a reason for mentioning the fear of Israel and the fear. It is a bit of it, which is not primarily based upon the fear of Israel. But there is a lot of difference in Israel and that emanates from the fear of Israel. So the fear of Israel is not according to that, but according to the other say, I mean, he's not mentioning Rabbis today. So he's only applying to the Jewish, he's only applying to the Jewish, but he doesn't apply to the Jewish. Now, the Rambam is in Amitre, mentions this Rabbis. It's again one of the very things in Amitre. I mean, he's not that he mentions it in Amitre. So he's in Amitre, he mentions it. שצבון המקדש את השבות ולא נעזרום בכניסות אל יציאות נעצבון מציאת מצרים, נעצבון מציאת מצרים וכניס הלב ומעלותי והבדלי נשאו הגון המעטרית ממני והבוי מאחור והוא אומרי נסברך זוכר את מצב הדקקרי כדי מה זוכרי ודקקרי לדברוך ודקקרי לדברוך and you take forward together, you should be the cabin of a Sakadoshi. So it's done by them. But we see from this model that when Bezdi does it, so of course it requires mindfulness. Bezdi has to do it. But Bezdi does it also because Bezdi represents Golden Mind. So of course the question is, it requires mindfulness. It requires mindfulness. Let's say if all Jews, if it would be possible, for all Jews to be assembled and be the Kabbalah Zachidah, so it wouldn't be the Kabbalah. It requires mindfulness. But the base is that is the Kabbalah of Chazakim has to represent Israel. So we see that the Gemara says, Israel, Israel is covered because Abu Dharkh, because we shall. So the Kabbalah is for that month. This is the time of the Sabbath in the week. Time of the day, so he says, the Kabbalah says, because you know, if you go true that the day of Zero Yach Lotho, but then the team of Zero Yach Lotho as well, from the place that the Kabbalah says, so the Kabbalah is for it. The Kabbalah is for it. The team is the Yach Lotho, but the team says no, there is no special halacha of Tzibur Yachid. In Tzibur is more Tzibur Yachid than you have Tzibur Tzibur. It's different Tzibur. Tzibur Yachid and Tzibur Tzibur. But the Tzibur is Tzibur. So it's the same Tzibur. The same thing on Mitzvah Tzibur, whether there is one person in Tzibur or you have thousands of people and you are Tzibur and you are making thousands of people. It's still the same thing on Mitzvah of Tzibur. So the name of so Tzibur Yachid, he said, so in the Shabbat, the Shabbat is a Shabbat. We don't say what we call the Shabbat is a Kabbalah. 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 But the Shabbat is not like us. The Shabbat is a Kabbalah. The Shabbat is a Kabbalah. Why? Because we say the Yochid is directed. After all, there is a theme of fear of the Yochid. You truly believe a theme of fear of the Kibbalah. But fear of the first does not have to be that to the Kibbalah. Is that the Yochid on? Yochid, the Kiddushah will have in the rest. Now, so as you say, I mean, as some say, the Kiddushah have in the rest, you should drink up anyway. You can't get oil, so the Rabbi will say, if you have in the rest, you will be vaccinated, you will be too bad, hot, you will be too bad, hot. In other words, even though, even when the Kiddush, even when the Kiddush is the Rabbi, you are saying it's going to be the and you have many other things. I mean, who are going to be the Kiddush there, but there is no special feeling of Kiddush Rabbi. Kiddush is Kiddush. But as long as there is a meaning of Kiddush Rabbi, so that's why the Rambam mentions Kiddush Rabbi in the right way to be vaccinated for the synagogue. Why don't you mention the Rabbi in the right way? Suppose you heard in your own time ago, you have many dead, you have hundreds of people. It doesn't make sense. That's all the part of it. Here's the meaning. But there is no medium. There is no medium of today's Bihar. Whether from the point of view of the Kinamitra of today, or from the point of view of the King of the Kingdom of the Yadam, there is no medium. But it is a Knesset was done for the purpose of accommodating their needs. So, too, even there it's not, if there is no special Kinamitra. Yes, far as Kiddush is concerned, but the means in Israel is Hasodim, because the Talmud is Amir, so there is a medium of Kiddush Rabbi. So in many ways, the Manasseh, even if you say you saw it because of Kiddush Rabbi, so wherever there is a medium, whether it's on the basis of the Mitzvah of Kiddush itself, or on the basis of the Mitzvah of Kiddush Hasodim, doesn't make any difference, there is still a medium of Kiddush Rabbi. In other words, where is the medium of Kiddush Rabbi? Is the Rabbi is there, for the purpose of Kavod Shamayim. So then you have to distinguish Kavod to the Rabbi. So Rashi should say that there is a special bracha. As Rashi will say that there is a special bracha because of the Kavod of the Rabbi that I have done. So now therefore you have to show Kavod to the Rabbi. Why? Because the Rabbi in my letter, because of Kavod Shamayim, in order to be Kavod to the Chosin and Kao, to be the Chosin and Kao, to be the Chosin and Kao. So he deserves to be here. But if the Rabbi in my letter, because we want to socialize, so then we have to hear to give cover to the Kabbalah. That's why it's asked jetzt weil das ist der, die Rabbi nicht der Mischung von der Rabbi, die Rabbi weiß es, die sind auch nicht der Mischung der Koffer, die können sehen, der Rabbi ist ein Sohn, also ja, die Kohl, das kommt in der Mai, die können sich nicht mehr in der Kaffee, in der Rabbi, 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 so, the main thing to see is between today and this. Alright. The other side, you go tell me. You go tell me. Now, like, it comes to Roger, so, it's so easy to know that when you take the distinction between Kilo of Yachid and Kilo of Abi, from the point of view of Kilo, it's a different kind of a Kilo. From the other day, they say it's horror, we have to say it's horror. But the reason is, so he says, from the point of view of Jesus, there is no distinction between Jesus, the Yachid, and Jesus, the Rabbi. Even if the Jesus that is the Jesus, the Rabbi, when the Amina means, and of course it's a very important thing, I mean, to have Jesus to the Rabbi, the Rabbi, and all of that kind of thing. But as far as the Jesus is concerned, it's the same Jesus. It's always with the Lord, isn't it? So the Amina is the Rabbi, the Rabbi. All right. Even the Rabbi, Yachid, the Rabbi, the Rabbi, or not, it's only for the Jesus. We will not know that we will be telling this to say differently. I will not know that. So what at the end, the Greek is the same thing. I'm not being a good or a good. Because I'm not being a good coming to a book. I'm not being a good. If you say, you start to a book. I'm not being a good. 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 He concluded the brother in according to the Soviet police, while he sat there for hours, so they wanted to silence because this is the truth of Soviet police. That on Sabbath, you always say you come to Sabbath, and on Wednesday, you always say you come to pray that month. So when we were with Robert, Robert Alino, he only was that cool, he said to the Soviet police, you know how he sat there. Now,
the ignorance of doing the taxes. Now, we're not going to discuss what is here. Then I think it's our own. Then I think our own. Between the nine and ten and nine and ten, in the rest of each day, this, the issue of being great, but between ten and four score is our own. Then I see on the other side, I think it's our own. If I'm living in kind of crazy, what is it? If you can buy a baby, the first is not a problem, not a baby, but the baby is already started. If something wants to move up, so then the reason is why the economy is started, you should have already. Why? Because the money comes in, you call it from our phone, if you get it, it's just a one house. I mean, it's not a very good time to get, because we can't get a baby, so when you look up for the baby, in the midst of the and that's the whole new stuff. So I'm here already. So now we're going to come back home. So, on the third part, the So, so that's why we need that. So it's a good tradition. It's not 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 a that this is the only reality of the cost. So you see, that this is the only reality of the cost. It's why the cost.
The Rambam would say, "Alba goes to take the Rabbanu to the house. כל אחד ואחד מלך במצרה. So מילא באיזה מצרה או קשר בורא או דרך המון זה פסח מים. או פסח מים. But not, not כל השם. But the Rashbam says, שעבדם עם פסח מים, הכיס בו בשוטר. So that means that that fits the sheet of the Rashbam, the way we explain it then, that two were in the chiyuv of Siyeh, Siyeh, but the two are in the wine, the Siyeh, and the Kishon Boche, you have in the wine. So that's why the Rashbam says, I've done that in the chiyuv of Klamazin, because there is no separate chiyuv, there is no separate chiyuv, chiyuv there is for Hashem Rani, or the Kishon Boche, that's how it is, but there is no separate chiyuv. Of kinship or the Jew, like as I was in my time. The chiyuv is here of chiyuv. And so the chiyuv, how is the Gersumani said, realize according to the Rashbam, according to the Rambam. So the Gersumani said the chiyuv is realized just by me. But according to the Rashbam, the Gersumani said is realized by this combination of reciting the Broche or the Kazamose and reading. So it's not both just the Jew, like as I was. All right. Now the B gave the law as a house. A name. So you know as the cash. My Birkasashi. What is Birkasashi and practice? Have you done my Yahoo Hadishan or Jay? The same Yahoo call that is mentioned by the house. Nishmasor. Now this is a small piece of Gemara. We took your stories, and there are so many shittes here. And it's very confusing. Turn up, Rebini Yedder Olof as a Howard. Rebini Yedder, Howard Magot. Viber of Tau. Viber of Tau. Rebini Shem and Hashem and Yoyaz. Meirich and Howard. Oh, look, if you came there, Meirich you are not his book. Not his book. So that's what we pass. Our God is made to have a good job. Mishima violates another book. Akamiyaki for ma, Meriyaki for Kalikio, another book. All right, and we must be that our God is made to have a good job. That's what we do. Now here the year says, Tomorrow, Rebbe, now we certainly don't pass like the Yishevri. We don't say in the Hagodeh, and the Shemri or Yaksov. So we pass in like Rabbah, if we pass like Rabbah, because the according to the Balamoyeya, so we don't pass like Rabbah to Eva, because the Balamoyeya has a Yosef, Hamishi Din Rolotah, Hamishi Din Rolotah, and according to the Balamoyeya, so there is a Rabbah to Israel, the Mishnah says there is a Yosef only of 4 pieces, Pesach Mayim, and according, the Rabbi says, and according to Rabbi, there is a mitzvah chiyuv, so 5 cases. 5 cases, and of course, we don't pass in that there is a mitzvah chiyuv, so 5 cases. So maybe the Rabbi says, Rabbi is chiyuv and a mitzvah, and we don't pass by. Alright, but, except for the Rabbi, so we certainly open the shame hole, that the halacha is like Rabbi. And the Kataut is not Chelik and the Mishnah. Whether it might be Yosef is Revi Gemel of Tzalek, or the Yosef again, Chamishi Gemel of Tzalek. Chamishi Gemel of Chamishi. So he's Gemel of Al Adon. Then the Yosef again, not Gemel of Tzalek, because if we are Gereis, Revi, so then we can be Gereis, we can be gay raised, how? But if we are gay as Hamishi, so it is how I go, not how. So except for the Bamoy, we certainly pass like a cow. We certainly pass like a cow. Now let's put our 2 questions. We have 2 questions. Whether gay is Hamishi or gay is Rebbe. Now Rashi says, Rashba. Or Rashi also says, Horakasyon, Rebbe Yino Rasao, Rebbe Yino Rasao, Rebbe Yino Rasao. So why does Rashi say Horakasyon? Why? Because there was another girl said, just again, that Hamish is Yino Rasao, how I got it. How I got it. Rebbe Yino Rasao. So Rashi says, no, that's not the right way. Now Rashi, Yahweh, what? מה אני אומר השיר? אבי אומר מה? יאורות, יאורות. וגיל כולי, בוא נוכל פה אני שאל, מה לא יאמרו לו בקשמוכס? איזה דגמר, תחסימי, עוד חלו. מה לא יאמרו בקשמוכס? וזו יאמר השיר עם הסיסי. כולי מעביר כזה שווח. ורבי יחד נאמר, נשמס כל חי, אף נשמס. So again, there is Pekir said that we have the Rashbam, and it appears that the Rosh is different here than Rashbam, the Rosh. So, the way we have it here than Rashbam, so the Rashbam is saying that Rabbi Yechanan is not critical on Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yechanan only adds on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's wild premise of Yehuda says that Berez Hashir consists of Yahrucho, just of Yahrucho. So Rabbi Yechanan says, when the Mishnah says, Berez Hashir, so Berez Hashir comes says not only of Yahrucho, but also of Mishma. Rabbi Yechanan Mishma is called Av Mishma, the Hayy Berez Hashir. He must be Vim Yahrucho, on the way in the Chodei, Shem in the Zahar, or Mishnah in the Zahar, in the Zahar. He knows in the Hayy Sifu Shmachar. So when he explains Rabbi Yechanan says it is obvious, that the Mishnah says, in the Old Berez Hashir, so the Mishnah doesn't mean just Yahrucho. Because if just Yahrucho is what kind of a Chiddushin, he says Hallel, so mainly, and every time he says Hallel, so the Hallel is followed by Yahrucho. So why should Pesach not be different? But when the Mishnah says, Berez Hashir, the Mishnah means not only Yahrucho, but Mishnah says what? You Yahrucho name, holy Jim Yahrucho, or Mishnah Pesach, not having one speaker. ואין דומר הלוכה כי רבי יחנן מתאווי ואין דומר הלוכה כי רבי יחנן מתאווי נאו זה לא שני או זה רשבם ואין דומר הלוכה כי רבי יחנן מתאווי מה זה פי ואין דומר הלוכה כי רבי יחנן מתאווי מה זה פי שנסה הלוכה כי רבי יחנן מתאווי ואין דומר הלוכה כי רבי יחנן מתאווי למה אתה נסה? למה אתה נסה? Was it Masho? Was bothered by this expression of Rashba. Why did Oma Aloha Shemit Kavai? Because why did he use it Aloha? Was it then? There was a mistake in the first Sefer in Masho. He says, why did Oma? Because what does the Masho say? I mean, what does Rashba say? Why did Oma Aloha Shemit Kavai? I want Rabir Kavai. And he says, why did Oma Aloha Shemit Kavai? That's the greatest accuse of the Bukhar Azetza. There was a range you, definitely. I mean, there was a range you, so he thought, that he thought it was reviewed, but it means if really men, Rabir, why don't I look at Rabir Khamitabai? How can we say Bishmai? How can we say Bishmai? We must get a look at Rabir Khamitabai. And so why did he say? So the Mashiach says something that he says, oh, the Hotel Lema, the Hanne Dom Abisei the Hagod, Lema Yahu Bishma. So he says, why the Yoma Aloha ki Rabbi Chalitabai that means why the Yoma that why the Yoma be more Aloha ki Rabbi Chalitabai why the Yoma are in the Zinah Agor in other words in the Agores that are used by the whole food is Yisroel so we have both so that's what it means why the Yoma Aloha ki Rabbi Chalitabai not why the Yoma why the Yoma be more Aloha ki Rabbi Chalitabai why the Yoma in the Agores in the Zinah Agores the whole food is Yisroel. So we're born there, we are called Mishmas. So in other words, the Haggadah is passing. I mean, the Haggadah represents the Minikos, the Minik, Yisroel, the whole food is Yisroel. So this is what the Rashbam means, the Masho. Of course, the Masho is Mucha to say that. Because here the Gemara doesn't say, Havoche, Kerabeh, and Tamay. The Gemara doesn't say. Now, there are other verses that you've seen in the Sefer. So there is, and not in the Sefer itself, I mean for other story, the Sefer mentions only different Yosois in the Gemara itself, but some mention another Girsay in the Rashba. In other words, not by Mahaye de Oma, Haolahi Kirabiyeh Tabaye, Vahaye de Amrinon Kirabiyeh Tabaye. Not Vahaye de Oma, Haolahi Kirabiyeh Tabaye, but there's another Girsay in the Rashba. Vahaye de Amrinon, כי רבי יחנן מתאווי. מה אני יודע, מי לא כי רבי יחנן מתאווי? So that's why we say both. Because we say, why do we say both? But the question is, either we pass like one or pass like the other. Why do we say both? Because Rabbi Yochanan himself holds that we have to say both. Now, because we lack a haram, she told a claim, can we come? The hashling can walk at the whole hot and the hot. We walk at the new session. So there's a big finish in the beginning of the Rashbam, all the Haugis. So the Rashbam says that number one, the Rashbam, all the Haugis says that Rabbi Yochanan requires both. Ya Yalucho and Mishnas. And he says, but then there's a big finish. He said, Yatuch Sines. So now let's go to the Rashbam. So he says, Vahai, we could come back, he can walk at the whole hot and the hot. We all have a good shot. So there is a chsine at the inch. Hashi can walk in chokot and chokot. In other words, you see that in your head, except for the Nusser, all Sakode, which is not, becoming used by any group of Jews. You might find the Hidim, who say that God in accordance with the Baha'u report. But there are two major mischoyes in Agud. Two major mischoyes. The Agud Ashkenazi of the Agud of the Svarim has nothing to do with Ashkenazi and Svarim. It has nothing to do with the Yosef and Ramo. But that's the way it is. That most Ashkenazi, so they say the Agud, they say the Agud as follows. In other words, they say the Hallel, and then Ashkenazi. So they say the Hallel. And then after the hour, they say Yalucho, up to the Chesime, but they are not Chesem, up to Baruch Hava Hashem, but up to the Bavish Moches. But Abriyam, so, and then they say how we do Hashem to take. So, all the windows, the Chobot Hebrews, and then they say Mishmas, and then they say Mishtabach, and then they conclude with the regular Chesim of Ishtar. Melech Eilom. With the regular Chesim of Ishtar, they say. That's the Agode of the Ashkenazi. It has nothing to do with Ashkenazi and Svarim. But that's in the Agodes, that's the Nusach. In the Agodes that are designated as Agodes Ashkenazi. Then, in the Agodes of the Svarim, so it is as follows. So you see now you're like this Yosef example, and you see Shite of Kabiyisim that I'm doing. So you say the Hallel, and then when you finish the Hallel, you don't say Yahweh Ruchot, but then you start Hallel Adonu with all the Hebrews, and then you start, when you finish Hallel Adonu, so you start Mishmas, and then you start Ishtava up to the Chesima Ishtava. And then when you reach Chodom Ishtava. How are you? We don't have any loops. And then you start, when you finish Halakot, so you start Mishmas, and then you start Ishtava, up to the Chesima of Ishtava. And then, when you reach, what about Ishtava? So when you reach the Chesima of Ishtava, you say Yalucho, and you conclude with the regular Chesima of Yalucho. This is the Nusach Nagor of the Svar. This is the news of Agudat Svarim, and this is how the Bais Yosef passed it, and that's the shite of most possible. Like the news of Agudat Svarim, not like the news in the Agudat of the Ashkenazi. So most possible. I mean, it's the Bais Yosef, and the Rambam doesn't say anything to the contrary, and the Pashtus version of the Tum is like that, and the Rosh is like that, the Pashtus Rosh. And the Bach says like that, the Taz, you see, the Taz says, that the pshat in the tool is like the Nisach in the Haggadah of Ashkenazi. Like the Ashkenazi, in other words, if you say Hallel, then you say Yahweh Lucho. But you're not chasing Yahweh Lucho, then you say Hallel Godo, then you say Mishmas, and then you say Mishtabach, and you can't do it. We know the Melchizedek of Mishtabach, Chaywam. That's the psak of the Nas in the Chokiyak. And the Nas says that the Rosh and the Tuh also mean that. But it's not Mashma with the Rosh and the Tuh. Kashm is the Rosh of the Rosh and the Tuh is like the Nusach that the Chesim, that the Chesim is of Yorah Nurba Tishboah is in here. Now then there is, so there are two major mitzvahs. So there are two major mitzvahs. Now, so he said, according to God, the Rashbam here says something else. Now, no one, maybe I shouldn't say no one, it might be a Rebbe who would do it that way, but there is no substantial group of Jews that says the Agoda the way the Rashbam says here. Because the according, both the Ashkenazim and the Sfaradim, they have only one Chassid, only the Ashkenazim. The Ashkenazi have the chesime of Chayil Rami and not the chesime of Nurba Tishpoches, and the Sfaradim have the chesime of Nurba Tishpoches, but no other chesime, but just one chesime of Nurba. But the Rashbam here says that there are two chesimes. So in other words, so first you finish the Halal and then you say Yalucho, and God and you say Yalucho, not Nurba Tishpoches. Then you start according to Rashbam here. Then you start Alakoto. Then you start Nishmas. And then after Nishmas, you say Nishtabach. And you conclude Nishtabach. Now, how do you conclude? The Rashbam doesn't say. How do you conclude? The Rashbam doesn't say. Does anyone have a seat here? No, no, it's not. Now, the Rashbam only says the Hashde. So he says the Kabbalah Hakadosh Baruch Hu becomes the Hashde Yikei Brochet Rochot Rochot. So there are two chesimim. One chesime is after the Hallel. So I'm going to say, of course, there is a chesim. Now, the death chesime is after the Hallel is Baruch Hakadosh Hashem. So I'm going to say, okay. Then it starts all at once. And Nishma. And Nishtava. And then you're a chesim again. But the question is, according to Rashbam here, when you're a chesim again, how are you a chesim? So you see two versions. You see the shape. Two versions. One version is that the second chesim is chesimot. The ordinary chesimot is tavach. But there's another version. That when the Rashbam said, the hashim is a chesim of chode l'chode, so that both chesimes are melachul ha-tishbohes. But you see, one chesim of melachul ha-tishbohes is vital to Hallel, so you say Yahweh Lucho. You say Yahweh Lucho. And the whole Yahweh Lucho, and you come to Lucho, Chata Vishen, Melach Mashiachet. Then you start Hallel Kodu. Then you say Nishma. And then you say Nishtabach. So, the whole Lucho Nishtabach, Rochem, Tridoi, Me'ato Adeo, Baruch Ato Ad Hashem, Melech Nurubo Bat Shpohet. Not the ordinary Yachim of Ishtarach, but Melech Nurubo Bat Shpohet. Now the Rashbam here doesn't say, now from the Rosh and the Tool, it's Mashma, that that from the Rosh and the Tool, it's Mashma, that mentioned the Shita of the Rashbam, that even though the Rashbam requires that we should have two chesimes. One chesime is vital to the Hallel before Halakot, and another chesime after Halakot, and after Nishma, and after Ishtabach. But it's Mashma from the Rosh of the Rosh that the second chesime after Ishtabach is not the ordinary chesime of Ishtabach. Kim Melachot Batishbok and Kim Aitroiz and the Freud, Habir and the Shir Zimro, Melach, Kim Chaylomin, but what is the name of the Dios? Both of Chato Adishem, Melech Muro Adishem. Very confusing. But The Rambam here doesn't say it. However, the Rambam here only says that there are two simets. One after the Hallel and one after Nishmat and Nishtabach. But what's the form of the Sime of Nishtabach? Is the regular form of the Sime. The regular Sime of Nishtabach. Hey, Romy, or Melamoma Tiboka, he doesn't say. But he certainly says that there are two Simets. That's your sin. Now, turn to the horse. And he mentions the Rambam. Now he's coming up from his bed. There at the end of the the Rambam Pirush, the fourth line from the end of the third from the left. The Rambam Pirush, the Apiru Ketabai, the Chesli, the Hale, Baruch Hatta Hashem, Melech Muru Batishbohet. The Hile Hale Agonu, the Nishmat, the Chesli Mushay, Baruch Hatta Hashem, Baruch Hatta Hashem. So most Achreinik assume that the Rosh had a different use in Rashba. Because he says, you see, before he says Rabbi Yechanoma, four mentions that Rabbi Yechanoma says, oh, now look on the Rashba. And then Rabbi Yechanoma says, Nishmas. And then he says, the Rashba appears that we're in Kitabai. So what is it in Kitabai? Like Rabbi Yechanoma and Rabbi Yechanoma. So that's Mashma, that according to Rashba, there is a Machlokes. Since we don't know whether the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda and the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, so we do both. We are mach. In order to be able to both, we are mach. This is how most achrim understand the Rosh. Even though the Rosh doesn't say it in so many words, but it's much more than that. Because otherwise, if the Rosh had the same deal, same Rashba, as we have, when he says, Rabbi Yechanan Nishmas Bechai Av Nishmat. So Rabbi Yechanan says that we have to say both. So why does he say, the Rashbam Pirush that Avinon Kitar Vayeh, like both of them? Like both of them? It's not like both of them. Avinon Kitar Vayeh, not Avinon Kitar Vayeh. So you could, but it would not be in harmony with the Pashmas Aloshim of the Rosh. Say, what it means that in the Ketavaye, we say it in accordance with the language, the expressions spelled out by God. It's true that Rabbi Yechanan holds, we have to say both Yaluho and Mishmat, but he doesn't spell it out. So Ketav, who spells out Yaluho? Rabbi Yechanan. Who spells out Rabbi Mishmat Rabbi Yechanan? So in the Ketavaye, we do it in accordance with the Lishenis spelled out by the Torah. But then Haname, why do we do it in accordance with both Lishenis spelled out explicitly by the Torah? Because Rabbi Yechanan himself holds that we have to say. But that would about this idea. So because of that, most Achreim say that the Rosh has a different years than the Rashba. That's how they assume. That whereas, according to our views in the Rashba, the Rashbam is saying that Rabbi Yechanan himself only adds on Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yechanan says, we have to say both Yaluho and Nishmas. What the Rosh still said in the Rashbam was that there is a machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to say Yaluho, you don't have to say Nishmas. Rabbi Yechanan says you have to say Nishmas, you don't have to say Yaluho. But since we don't know, so we are machmir, we say both. You see. Now, so, the Rashbam Pirush, the Avinun Kitabai, the Chesmin, the Halel, Baruch Hatta Hashem, Melech Mehulo Batishbochis, the Eilei Halel HaKotot, the Nishmas. And again, so this he mentions correctly, I mean, I say correctly, not that the first thing is not correct, you see, so he had a different Girse, but I mean, in accordance with the Girse, in the Rashbam that we have. So he said, ואין לך לתוכו ונשמאס וחץ ממשי נסבור חתו אבי שם לבנו So in other words, so he does mention that according to Rashbam we have two chsinis. We have duksimis. And both simes, so you expect, as long as we have duksimis, so let one chsime, the first chsime, the chsime, after yalucho, so should be a yalucho, I mean again, both have the shemar and what's press after the halal, and then when he says our godo, and mishmas ishtabach, so let him conclude ishtabach, the way we conclude ishtabach every day, before both. So he doesn't say like that. So even though he has chsimes, but even the chsim of Yishtabach, which is the second book, the second chsimes, he's also Melech Lulubachivas. He's also Melech Lulubachivas. He's also Melech Lulubachivas. Now, so what does the Rosh mean? The Rashbam Pires Abdik Tavai Vachis Baal, Oh Chadar Hashem Melech Lulubachivas. ואין הרב אדון ונשמץ וחייס ממשי נזבור אחד לשם אנחנו בא נשבוחס so actually so we are נשבוחס so the Tara says that when the Rosh and the Tur say וחייס ממשי נזבור אחד לשם אנחנו בא נשבוחס he means מלך אירום but why do you say this is how the Tara explains that explains the Rosh why do you say Bok HaShem Ahmad Nishbochez? He means because how does the conclusion of the conclusion of Ishtabach, how does it go? Bok HaShem came Malach Ahmad Nishbochez, came and goes, Adina Nishbochez, Adich Shirezimbo, Melech, came Chayon. So when he says, according to Taz, when the Rosh says, Bechayz Nishem is Bok HaShem, Melech Lula Nishbochez, he means the regular Chsim of Ishtabach. The regular chsim of Ishtabach. So in other words, so what he said, it's Keil Melech Bodeh Batishbochez. So that's why he said Melech Lo Batishbochez. What he means, so he said, in other words, Melech Batishbochez, he means the whole chsim. This is how, but Pashtus HaLoshen of the Rosh is not like that. Pashtus HaLoshen is not like that. So the Pashtus HaLoshen is, as the Bes Yosef says, that the Rosh means that the chsim is not but the chsime is Melech Lo Batishbochez. But the question, but then, even if we assume, and that's the Pashtus HaLoshen, if we assume not like the Taz Pshat in the Rosh, but in accordance with the literal meaning of the Rosh, that Melech Lo Batishbochez means not the chsime of Chelom, but it can be explained to us. One way of explaining it is that the Amino Ketabaye, the Chesli, the Halo, Bo, Chata, Vishem, Melech Lo Batishbochez. So he says, Yahuho, and then he concludes Yahuho, Melech Lo Batishbochez. And then he says, Vibra Halam, Baru Vishmas, El Vishtama, Abtu, Bochis, Vido, Yismato, Atevo, and then the Chesli Shem is Bochat Shem, Melech Lo Batishbochez. So he means, so the Sam says, that what the Rosh means here is, then he says, Yahuho again, and he concludes with the regular chsime of Yahuho, Bohu Chata Vishem Melech Lo Batishbochez. But once he reaches Prochis Vidoyis Matvadeo, so then he says, Yahuho Chata Vishem Melech Lo Batishbochez, Yahuho Chata Vishem Melech Lo Batishbochez, Yahuho Chata Vishem Melech Lo Batishbochez, Yahuho Chata Vishem Melech Lo Batishbochez. Or, there's another shot, that he says, the Chis Vishem is, that the moment he reaches Prochis Vidoyis Matvadeo, so he says, Bohu Chata Vishem Melech Lo Batishbochez. Very confusing, I mean. So, there is some explain, so that this the Rosh is explained in three different ways. According to Taz, it means Chelomi, and according to one Pshat, it means that a Brochus way, that he says after Brochus way, but are they wrong? And then he says Yahuho, and he concludes the Rosh. Another Pshat is that Brochus way, but are they wrong? Yahuho, and he says the whole Yahuho, which concludes with Melech Lo Batishbochez. Now, Rishayim mentioned the Shita of the Rashba, that there are Tuchsines, and they raise the question, how can there be Tuchsines if there are Tuchsines? So the last one is a Brochelato. So the all the Poskim, in explaining that Shita, they say, no, it's not the Brochelato. It's not the Brochelato, because it's two separate books. You see, because curse according to the Rashbam. So you say, how? So now, so you have a chuyif to begin saying right after our Yahucha. And with the kampun from Yahucha. Now the Rashbam says, the way you do it, every time you say how. So why shouldn't you do it? Pesach night. But then you have a chuyif also to say, how Hakadosh Baruch Hu nishmas and nishtabach. So in any way, you have to conclude again. You have to conclude again. So there are two separate brachas, so it's not about one. Now, so that pshat is very good. I mean, the Bach says that pshat, together with many other people who say that pshat. Because it, you have two things. You have via halal. So halal has a conclusion. So maybe the same about all that is brachas, because of the halal that you say. And you say nishmas. Nishmas is tabak. Nishtabach also has a conclusion. So you say again, melachim vashim. But the Bach, this is what the Bach says. But according to that pshat, so you would be disposed to assume that when you say when you conclude the Mishtabach, so you should conclude the Mishtabach, you know, the regular way of Mishtabach. In other words, Chaylon. But you don't conclude except according to the Taz. So you don't, the Rosh doesn't say, the Rosh says that you don't conclude with the regular conclusion of Mishtabach Chaylon. But you conclude with Melachim Vashmoches. So Manusha, if it is mitzvah, if it is because you have two things, so at each thing, so two idoles, you have the Shvach Idol of Halel and you have the Shvach of and the Shvach Idol of Birkat Hashir of Bishmat Yishtabach. So maybe, so you should conclude just as you conclude the Shvach Vidoi that is expressed in Halal with the regular conclusion of Halal, Yahu Kol Melach Lubat Shvoches, so you should conclude the Shvach Vidoi of Berek Hashir with the regular conclusion of Mishtabach, the way you say it every day, before Boko. So that's not so. And the Bach says, the Bach is the one who explains it that way. And still he says that you don't conclude according to the Rosh with Chayyavim, but with Melach Lubat. So we have to say that actually Mehulom the Tvoche of Mehulom Batish Bohes, Mehulom Batish Bohes and Chayil Lomi is the same kind of Tvoche. It's the same kind of Tvoche. But why now? Actually, you see, Havel is expressive of Shvach and Lomi. That two things, Shvach means Tvoche, and Lomi means Tvoche. So Shvach Halal is expressive of Shvach Lidoy. It's a Kima Mitzvah of Shvach Lidoy. Now, the Pesukim is incorrect, we say the Brachas and the Pesukim is incorrect. So it's primarily Shvach, but we still mention Lidoy. Brachas Lidoy, Miyato Badeo. So in other words, so Lidoy, even the Brachas of Yishtabach that we say every day, is not only expressive of Shvach, primarily Shvach. But we say Brachas Lidoy is Mashiach. So it is Lidoy too. It is expressive of Lidoy too. So in other words, so both the Brachas and I mean isn't those Nishmas contain many expressions of Lidoy? Shvach and Lidoy. So while primarily the Brachas of Pesukim Zimre are primarily partake of the nature of Shvach, but it's a composite of Shvach and Lidoy. Shvach and Lidoy go together. So both Halel and Birkat Hashir are expressive of both of Shvach and Lidoy. It could be that Halel and Birkat Hashir are both composite. I mean, Shvach and Midoye, but Halel is primarily Midoye, but it is coupled with Shvach, whereas Birkat Hashir is primarily Shvach, but it's coupled with Midoye. That could be. But both are expressive of both. of Shvach, every day. So, Mimele, the Bach says that even the reason is why we have two parts is because we have two kinds of Shvach in Goyim. We have the Shvach in Goyim as it is expressed in Hallel, and we have the Shvach in Goyim as it is expressed in Birkat Hashiach. In Birkat Hashiach. So, Mimele, they require a separate part. But, so then you ask, so for the second, the Birkat Hashiach should conclude with the regular conclusion of Chayyavim. The answer is that the conclusion of Chayyavim and the conclusion of Melech Yehovah Tishbochens are of the same type. So in Mele, we can conclude even the Birkat Hashiach with the Chesimek of Melech Yehovah Tishbochens, not Chayyavim. But all that is very reasonable according to our dear Sefer HaShvach. That Rabbi Yochanan, when he says Nishmas Kol Chai, so he says the Birkas Hashir has referenced the two things, to Yahu Lucho and Nishmas. So he says, so it requires the word. But most Poskim assume that the Rosh had a different dear Sefer HaShvach. And that according to the Rosh dear Sefer HaShvach, there is a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yochanan. There is a machlokes, and Rabbi Yehuda says he's only required to say Yahu Lucho, and he's not required to say Nishmas. And Rabbi Yochanan says he's only required to say Nishmas, and he's not required to say Yahu Lucho. But since we don't know whether Halacha is by Rabbi Yehuda or Halacha is by Rabbi Yochanan, so the Chumra we say both, all right? The Chumra can say both, but how can we say two broches the Chumra? Some people have both. So here, the explanation given by the Bach. The explanation given by the Bach, it doesn't seem to be reasonable. If, according to our views in the Rashbam, so the explanation given by the Bach is very reasonable, because it's two separate Shvach Lidoyes. One Shvach Lidoyes is the Shvach Lidoyes of Hallel, the other Shvach Lidoyes is the Shvach Lidoyes of Nishmas. So they require two chesimes, but according to the Rosh here, say the Rashbam. So according to Rav Yehuda, you only have to say Yahu Lucho, and according to Rav Yehuda, you only have to say Nishmas. So we don't know whether Halacha is Makabim Rav Yehuda or Rashi to say both, but how can we say Misofik to Broches or Broches is Lucho? So we have to say that now there are certain Broches that the Rishonim say Broches of the Shus. For example, now we don't. Now, according to the modern Brochet, so if you didn't see a good friend of yours for 30 days, you say Shalom. It didn't depend on yours. Now, no one does it. And I don't think that any Balaboye would advise people, to say the Brochet of Shalom when they see, when one did not see the other after 30 days. So we don't say it, and then you have to say Shachyonu, and every Kele, every Beget. We don't say it. Why? So the reason is why we're not Zohar and say these Broches. So the Shachim say that these Broches are Broches of Yeshus. It's not Chel. So there are certain Broches. I mentioned it only with Ardim. There are certain Broches that are only Yeshus. So maybe even according to the Rosh Kirs in Rashba, that there is a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yochanan as to whether one is mechuyev Pesach night to say Yahu Lucho after Hallel, or is mechuyev to say Nishmas after Hallel. So too, according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so you only mechuyev to say Yahu Lucho, you're not mechuyev to say Nishmas. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you're mechuyev to say Nishmas, you're not mechuyev to say Yahu Lucho. But there is a Birkas Kishus, just as there is a Birkas Kishus of Shechayonu, over Kodim Chadoshim, Kevim Chadoshim, if you didn't see Chavei Meshmei Shilei, so there is a Birkas Kishus of Nishmas, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and there is a Birkas Kishus of Yahu Lucho, according to Rabbi Yehuda, correct. But the Machlekes, between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, which one are you Machlekes? Which one is a Broche Chinubis? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Broche Chinubis is Yahu Lucho, and Nishmas is only Reshus. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Broche Chinubis is Nishmas Ishtabach, and the Aruch is only in the Rosh Hashanah. But both agree that he is allowed to say the Forest. Why? Because there is a mitzvah of Shabbat, a special mitzvah of Shvach Ve'Igoy, Pesach night, so anyway there is a Torah in the shoes. According to both, according to Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yehuda. But the Machlokes is, which one are you not with? Rashbam says, since we don't know how the Halacha is, so we don't know, so we don't know which one is a Torah Chiyuvim, and which one is not a Torah Chiyuvim. So if they both, and if it doesn't involve the Torah at all, because it's a Birkas the shoes, both are made there. That either one is the Halacha has a Torah Chiyuvim. Alright. Now, so this is what the Rashbam says. Kach mi alem. Then, Tomer Avon, what is it? Tomer Avon, Revi Gede Olo Vesao, Revi Me Olo Tawa. All right. Al Shem Revi, Al Shem Avon, Revi Ochu, so let's go. So, the basis, my dear Hashem, Rav Yudhi Omar Yaluch, Vikom Ashmog, דאפיו בימוקן שלו נועגו לבורי חכו ולמפסח צורי חודו בימוקן שלו נשמע אף פשע so בימו ילוכו and that the הכרח by a gechle from the mishle that בירה השיר means not only ילוכו but also נשמע because it only meant ילוכו so what? What kind of a chiddush is it? I mean, every time you say Hallel, so you have to say Yahweh. We come back home, so that, this is what Father Zerazbah, so they say. We're also part of it. We come back home, and we're going to do it, and we're going to go, but the best of the Lord says, by how called, Koashono, so Moki Shedro, and we're going to go, so we go, Moki Shedro, and we're going to go, and we're going to go, but they say, nah, it doesn't depend upon the name. You know how to be, you know. So according to the first question of Pesach, so there is a special halacha in Pesach night that he has to be Mivorech. Even if there is no minhag regularly to be Mivorech HaChol at the Hallel, but Pesach night he has to be. Inam, that's in the book of Shonu Adu, have a minute after the Yom, how do I mean, so Mivorech or Mash, that the book of Shonu Adu, Mivorech HaChol, so even Pesach night, he has to be Mivorech HaChol. Mas even if it's Roy No Adu, if no Adu Shalom is Mivorech HaChol, so even Pesach night is in Mivorech. Now, why should I say that even the few people who say no Adu have a minute, that to be Yom, have a delight of in Tzorich Mivorech. Why not? Why more Shech? If it's more than no Adu Mivorech, and we have to say Adu Mivorech. So, Kol Yom Mitzvah Shalom, there is no Yom Mivorech at night, but Pesach night there is a Yom Mivorech at night. So why shouldn't he say the Hallel the way he says the Hallel? Every time he says the Hallel. Every time he says the Hallel. Now, I mentioned several times, I mean the Shite of the Bible, as to why we don't say the Brocho, we don't say the Brocho with an L. The Brocho with an L, Hashem says it's a Bono. With a Sahal, with a Sahal, Pesach night. So, there are various reasons. Some Shite say that we do have to say a Brocho. But the Rishonim who say we don't have to say Brocha, so mention different reasons. And my point reason is because the Hallel Pesach night is recited not with Teras Kriye, but is recited with Teras Shir. Now what's the Pshat Shir? Shir means, because of the Aloche, because there and there, Chai Bodom, there is Satz Likuyot in Mitzrayim. So in other words, so it's with Teras Idoi, not just with Teras Shvach. But with Teras Idoi. So since it's Teras Idoi, so you don't say more. Teras Idoi has to emanate from the Hallel. Because Broche implies, in other words, you say it because an obligation was imposed upon you. But with Teras Shire, so it flows from your heart naturally. So you don't have to say it more. Well, this is what Rabbi Goyen said. Where Teras Shire, it means Teras Idoi. Because we recapitulate the experience of the Kriyas Mitzrayim Pesach. So we have to act as if we were just delivered out of the bondage of Mitzrayim. So anyway, that's the Kriyas Mitzrayim. So according to this, so to follow that except of Pesach night, every time we say Hallel, so it's only the Kriyas Shvach, not the Kriyas Mitzrayim. It's not the decimal. But Hallel, the essence of Hallel, is Rachel. It's both. It's expressive of both. It's expressive of Shvach and Goyim. So, but the essence, so the essence of Hallel is Shvach and Goyim, not just Shvach. It's unreasonable to assume that Korashon also Hallel is only expressive of Shvach. And Pesach Ma'id, so the Hallel is expressive of it. Actually the same Hallel, the same word. So Moneshah, if essentially Hallel Korashon is expressive of Shvach, how could it on Pesach Ma'id be expressive of it? So it's the same, the essence is the same. The essence of Hallel is the same with the Korashon. Where it's only obligatory with the script and based on life, where it's obligatory with the story. So it's the essence is the same. In other words, as far as the Kiyum HaMitzvah Hallel is concerned, so the Kiyum HaMitzvah is a Kiyum not just of Shvach, but of Shvach and Dibur. It's a Kiyum HaMitzvah of Shvach and Dibur. Now, but there is Halacha based on life, there is Halacha that is the way to recapitulate the Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now, so what does it mean? Now, and let me say that one. The whole day over there, I will be attacked with my Shemma Mitzvah, my Mom Mitzvah. So, and then he said, Vircho Hanach Chayot and Leid Yisrael Shabeya. And the Rambam, when he mentioned it, so he said, because behold the other day, the design of the world. Behold the other day, I would have asked me, can you ask me your thoughts on the issue of this guy? Shenema, when you saw the whole thing, the issue. But although the same is both of the table of the house, the other day, so, can we not give out to the house of the other day? So, the other day, so, the other day, so, the other day, so, which is a human with a horn is based upon the right of the whole day of the other day. So that means that when you get a chiyuv to give it joy, to give it joy for the tzias Mitzrayim only based on life. And Kol HaShonah there is no chiyuv of giving it joy to based on life. Why? Because the Hodei Hodei Chayim is a tzias Mitzrayim. He applies only based on life. But the washing is not. The Hodei Hodei, the witness for this Chayim Hodom, really the tzias Mitzrayim. The Russian means, the whole day of the day, I want to live in the past. It doesn't say, the whole day of the day, we live in this organism. The whole day of the day, we fight. Every day of the year, the whole day of the day, there isn't a moment in Jews' life when he's not the whole day of the year. When he's not the whole. So the answer is, they have an answer. The Pashas HaLoshis of the Chodei Vodei HaYavod of Yiret Tzatiyot Yisrael doesn't mean only on Pesach Ma'id is the Chuyev to consider himself as if he experienced the rest of Yiret Tzatiyot. But every moment of every day and of every night, so is the Chuyev to be made like a Mishboko for Yiret Tzatiyot. That's a Mitzvah Tzvidis. But as a Mitzvah Tzvidis of the Chodei Vodei HaYavod of Yiret Tzatiyot, so it's a chiddush avodes. It doesn't involve any external manifestation. It's a chiddush avodes. Like v'hatash and v'kecho, and v'yoresh and v'kecho. So there is another chiddush avodes. It means a tzvidis. Every chiddush avodes is a tzvidis. If it's not a tzvidis, then it's not a chiddush avodes, you see. So this too, the whole day over there, I would have been such a tzvidis, a chiddush avodes. A chiddush avodes. But Pesach night, there is a certain chiyuv of that emanates from the chiddush avodes, a certain type of an external manifestation. So the external manifestation of the Chodei Vodei Chayav Nir Satzle, that's peculiar to Pesach night. But as far as the chiddush avodes is concerned of the chiddush avodes of the Chodei Vodei, that is very topic. But Kol HaShonah, you're not behuyev to verbalize anything, to say anything, to do anything. Just in your heart, you have to be grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because day over day, I will never satisfy. No external manifestations, no verbalization, nothing. Just in your heart, like Havas Hashem, like Yiras Hashem. But on Pesach night, there is an element of external manifestations of the Chodeh Avodeh. That's why the Rosh Hashanah is here. The Chodeh Avodeh, how do we say in the Haggadah? The Chodeh Avodeh Chai Odom Lirat Es Atzmei. The Rambam says, the Chodeh Avodeh Chai Odom Leharet Es Atzmei. In other words, as far as Lirat Es Atzmei is concerned, the Chibes HaMoritz, Lirat Es Atzmei, that's all the Chibes HaMoritz. That's all. No external manifestation. Leharet Es Atzmei. Haris Es Atzmei is expressive of external manifestation. Yes, the man is Atzmei. How is the man is Atzmei? By Bifiho, Anachl Chayomim, Lehidim to Lahal. What do you mean? Anachl Chayomim is Lahal, Shaleach, Lepoyeh, Lehidim, Lepoyeh, Lahal. Don't Bifiko Hashono. Bifiko Anachl Chayomim. Lahal, Lepoyeh, Lehidim, Lepoyeh, the Shaleach, Lepoyeh, Lehidim. That means face of mind. Because we have to verbalize. But Kol Hashono, we have to be grateful that Kodesh Baruch in our heart. But there is no element of external manifestation. That's why the Rambam says, Bechodei Omadei, Chai Vodo, Leharis Es Atzmei. Leharis Es Atzmei. So actually, you see, Hallel, essentially, is Shvach Veidoi. Shvach Veidoi. Hallel essentially is Shvach Veidoi. And Shvach Veidoi for what? For Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shvach Veidoi for Yitzias Mitzrayim. When the Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvah, discusses Hallel, so he says, I don't remember the washing of the Rambam, the breaking, but he says, in substance, so Hallel essentially is Shvach Veidoi for Yitzias Mitzrayim, but Kriyas Yam Suf is also, I mean Kriyas Yam Suf wouldn't have any meaning with Yitzias Mitzrayim, so Kriyas Yam Suf is also part and parcel of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim does not consist only in the act of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Many other important events are a result of and the Hemshach of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Matitorah is the Hemshach of Yitzias Mitzrayim. I mean, Matitorah Be'Hasinan is the Hemshach of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Kriyas Yam Suf is the Hemshach of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And all the Nisim, I mean, when one says that Yeshua Omrei, if one says Pharaoh, Uborok Omrei, so the question is, how can Yeshua say it when the Rambam says that Hallel is essentially Shvach Veidoi for Yitzias Mitzrayim? So how could it be recited over the Nes that overtook the Jews, the time of Yeshua, over the Nes that overtook the Jews in the time of Pharaoh, over the Nes that overtook the Jews in the time of Chizkiyoh? I'm amazing! The Makor Sanhedrin, what does it do with Yitzias Mitzrayim? The answer is, it has to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim. All these missing occur as the Hemshach of Yitzias Mitzrayim. If not for Yitzias Mitzrayim, all these missing wouldn't have occurred. If not for Yitzias Mitzrayim. So in other words, when there is a special occasion, a special occasion of Yeshua and of missing, so we have to give Shvach Veidoi, to give Shvach Veidoi for Yitzias Mitzrayim. And as the Chayus HaVodei, so in Doi for Yitzias Mitzrayim, then it's a kiddies. As a but Haris Es Atzmei, external manifestations, that we don't have. So, but only Pesach night. So there is a Ruchel Leharis Es Atzmei. It's Mibrechon, Mokisake, in our cases, and Seve. Also, Midrachon is external manifestations. But the verbal Hidoye, that's Midrachon. The Chiyuv of verbal Hidoye, that's Midrachon. That's Midrachon. And that is only Pesach night, the Chiyuv of verbal Hidoye. But as the Hidoye Bilek, that's in different meanings, like Abbas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. As a matter of fact, now, when I say that both, let's say Yishtabach is a broche of Tzuker Zimre. So you have Boro Shalmao and you have Yishtabach Lacher. So what is Tzuker Zimre? Tzuker Zimre is also Shvach Vidoi. Tzuker Zimre is also Shvach Vidoi. But Shvach Vidoi, and then we have two broches. Two words, Boruch Shoma, and Yishtabach is not only expressive of Shvach, Boruch is Vidoi is not only of Vidoi too. And don't we say, I mean, you know, the Tzuket Zimre, out there, Psukim of Vidoi, not only of Shvach, of course we have. So, this kind of Shvach Vidoi, see, the Shvach Vidoi of Hallel, the Shvach Vidoi primarily for Yitzias Mitzrayim. Nothing else, it has no relevance to Shvach Veidoi that is over something other than Yitzias Mitzrayim. There's no relevance. it is no power. Only Jesus Christ, only Jesus Christ, Mashiach, the Shvachti, Doi of the Psychedelic, and the Brochus of the Tonero, Achel, of Shoma, and Mishnava. So primarily, the Shvachti, Doi is for other issues, general issues that are universal for all human beings. And all these things. But Jews mention Yitzchak Mitzrayim also. But it's not limited to Yitzchak Mitzrayim. You see, Hallel the Shvachri Doyom Hallel is limited to Yitzchak Mitzrayim. And even if we recite it over another issue, let's say like the Nes that overtook the Jews in the time of Yeshua, like the Nes that overtook the Jews in the time of Goyo or the time of Chesio, it revolves around Yitzchak Mitzrayim. Because all these Nisim are Hemshechim, are results of an unfolding of Yitzchak Mitzrayim. But it revolves around Yitzchak Mitzrayim, so it's Shvach Lidoye of Yitzchak Mitzrayim. But the Shvach Lidoye of Boch Shoma, the Zimven, Yishvavach, the genuine Shvach Lidoye. A Kohen could also say it, but he doesn't say it, but he could say it. And if he says it, it's a very nice thing of a Kohen when he says it. Or Shvach Lidoye, because he generally does it for to the Beishol, for providing, for accommodating men with all the needs. But we mention it as a Shvach Lidoye. But it's not limited to it as a Shvach Lidoye. It's not limited to Shvach Lidoye. And you'll see, now, you will see that the Psuke Nizimre, B'nei Zachar, and the Psuke Nizimre, Shabbos and Yom Tev, are different. So you say, alright, they are different because it's Shabbos. So that is explanatory, you see, of the extra Psuke Nizimre of, let's say, of English.